Welcome back to Talk to Talk, you guys. With your girl, Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge. I'm good, my family good, and another day of Above Ground you already know. Thank you guys for supporting. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Just thank you. I mean, my support is small, but it is huge to me and my heart, so I appreciate that. On the podcast today, I'm actually wanted to talk about a conversation that I was having with my daughter about friendship, which was weird because I've had my struggles with friendships, even in whole adulthood. I'm starting to believe adulthood is ghetto. I'm starting to see the vision. I'm just saying. But friendship is a very unique, complicated relationship sometimes. But most time it's one of the most amazing connection that you can have with a person that you're not even sexual with sometimes, you know. It's sometimes it's more and deeper than just a family connection, because friendship fills in the space of families at times. So my daughter was struggling with accepting, you know, people changing up, you know, people acting funny, people being fake. And when I give a sharp version of it, sometimes people just finally get comfortable with showing you who they are. She just didn't want to hear that answer. And she just kept saying, but it just don't make sense. And it's like, so what am I supposed to do? You know, if it bothers me, you tell a person how you feel. They flipping and act like I done something to them, but they don't never apologize for anything that they do to me. And I could tell that it was eating at her and it was bothering her. And I said, but what type of friendship do you want? You want a friendship where a person finally show you and expresses to you who and what they are and what they think of you? I told her, I said, sometimes you can have a friendship with a person that's on a whole different level than that person have for you. It's even like being in a relationship. Sometimes you could be so in love with a person that don't even love you, don't even respect you, that don't even care about you. You can be in people's life that don't care if they lose you, that thinks that you'll always be there, thinks that you're never going to say, I'm done with you, this isn't serving me, I'm over it, I'm done. And there are some people that don't even care. I asked her, I said, have you ever had a friendship where something happened, whatever it was, it made you feel a way, you expressed to them how you felt, and then any and everything you said and did became a problem? They were mad with you. They treated you like you were the one that did something, when all this is stemming from you actually having a problem with how they made you feel. And she was like, yeah, and what am I supposed to do? I said, you're supposed to give them themselves. Let them be them. You can love them from a distance. You can care about them from a distance. I've had friendships with people that I genuinely cared about them. I had them in the utmost respect. I loved them so much. It was like they were family, and they didn't give a shit about me. I told her, sometimes people can tell you they love you. Even in relationships, people can tell you they love you, they care about you, I want you to be happy. It's their actions that doesn't align. Their actions is going to show you more than words. People use friendships and family and love so loosely. Now, this is my family, and because we family is supposed to be like this, and we're friends. And people use those words so loosely, they don't even know what the meaning of them really are. They don't understand real, true connections, lifelong connections. Like, people don't understand that you don't have to change what you're doing, how you're doing things. You don't have to change who you date or what you like to date. You don't have to change any of that to be friends with a person. Because most time, a person have recognized your flaws. They still love you despite them. They still respect you despite your flaws. They don't judge you by it. But most time, when a person is not genuinely who they are, and they've been so good at hiding it, they have no control over what they project, because now they don't care about you. Especially, like, let's just say you friends with a person and they meet other friends, or they start dating someone. They will show you exactly what they think of you by just the mere respect that they display to you. And people don't think that those things matter. They matter. If you will feel a certain way if a person do something to you, right? Why wouldn't you think that if you did something the same or similar to that person, that they wouldn't be affected by it? And I notice that people say, well, you know, I overstepped and, you know, I overstepped my boundaries. What you just did didn't have anything to do with overstepping your boundaries or my boundaries. What you did was just straight up bullshit. It was some fake shit. It was, I ain't never been your friend shit. It was, I ain't never gave a fuck about you shit. It was, I don't give a fuck if you drop dead shit. It was, I know you don't give a fuck about me, so now I don't give a fuck about you type of shit. That's what you did. And like I told my daughter, that sometimes you gotta love people from a distance. If a person don't see the value that you bring in that friendship, you gotta go, honey. You don't have to change who you are to be friends with them, or to love them, or to still want the best for them, to still hope the best for them. You don't have to be front and center in their life on the other end of the conversation for you to want that from them. If you stop and listen to what a person say, they will tell you that they don't want you in their life. I remember I had a friend that told me, I don't want a person to wish me well. Keep that to yourself. Now, I wish you well, but I don't want you to wish me well. And in that moment when they said it, I was like, why? Like, why wouldn't you want a person to wish you well and want you to be happy and this and that, whatever? But me naively thinking from my perspective of, if I wish a person well, I really wish them well. Like, I really want them happy. I really want them safe. I want them healthy. I want them successful. Like, I genuinely want that for them. Like, that's the core of me. But I realized that if that person didn't believe in you enough to feel that you would believe that for them and genuinely want that for them, that is why they don't see it the way you see it. And that's why they don't want it from you. Because they don't really wish it for you, because they don't really care if you are fully happy, fully successful. They really don't care. And most time when a person say that they really do, it's how they treat you. How they treat you. When they no longer need you or in any type of capacity, or they're not getting things from you that they used to get from you, watch how they treat you. Watch how they treat you. A lot of the time it's for the best. Trust and believe that. For most time, when that happens, it is really for the best. It is your job to see it, receive it, process it, accept it, and move accordingly. It's your job. It's your job to put you first. It's your job to love yourself enough to not make a person feel like you are fucking disposable. Let me tell you something. Feeling disposable is a very unhappy, miserable feeling, especially when you think that a person love you, or you think that your friendship is great, or you think that you are important to a person, or you think that you matter to a person. If you believe a lot of the things that a person said to you or made you feel was genuinely real, that shit cuts deep. I don't do good with harsh treatment. Just like I don't do good with harsh words. Harsh communication. I don't do good with that. Like, if you want me to view you in a different light, just do that to me. Just do that to me. I used to value friendship in a different capacity, like totally different. But I've had friendships that other people saw things that I didn't see. And I'm like, whatever. yeah, we're friends. Yeah, me and her go way back. And, you know, we like sisters, da 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 da. And the dynamic of that friendship fizzled. And it left me confused because I didn't understand what I did. And not only did it happen once, it happened twice. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Like, tell me what it is about me that make me a bad friend. And I learned recently that it's because I am not a good friend to them. If I change who I am to make me happy, or I accept what they've given me to make me happy, they don't want me as a friendship. They don't want me in their life. And I'm like, but I can't be friends with people that make me feel so low and so small and just disregard me and make me feel disposable and, hey, I'm only here, like, hey, me and my family are going through some stuff, I need some money type of situation, or things like that. It's like, are you kidding me? I told my daughter that you have to keep putting you first. And yes, it hurts. Especially when you hold people in high regards and you think so much of them and you think that they are these great people. And although your friendship have come with some issues, you still just love them and still cheer for them and still want them to be genuine happy. But this is what I learned through therapy. Just because a person tell you that they love you does not mean that they love you. A person's action is going to show you exactly what a person think and feel about you. Just pay attention to it. And sometimes we ignore those things before we even create and build friendships. And for me, there were plenty of things in some of my friendships that I lost that were red flags. If a person don't stand up for you, right? If a person is so secretive to where there are things about them that you had no clue about when you learned, when a person whom you felt was being disrespected and handled ugly by try to tell you about a person and you just don't listen to them because you hold this person in this highest regard, like people around them and their actions will show them. I even remember like being around somebody's family and they were like, yeah, you know, they something. And I remember thinking, my family used to do that to me. But I didn't know them. You know what I mean? And I knew that there were a lot of pain and trauma with my family when they would be mad or they wanted to cut me like a knife and they would say certain things. Oh, she acts just like her daddy. And it was meant to be an insult to me, which I later embraced it. You know what I mean? But because they love their family loved them. I never looked at it as them talking bad about that person or putting that person down or trying to say that that person was a horrible person. But they were trying to let me know that this person is very challenging and this person is set in their ways. And because we family, they can get away with that. But you might not be willing to get away, let him or her get away with it. You might have to reset yourself. It's just so many things, hindsight 50-50, that have displayed in the lasting of that friendship that I'm like, I wasn't even paying attention. Like, I didn't even notice that. And I needed the journey for our friendship to happen the way it happened because ultimately I wasn't going to listen to what anyone else's opinion of that person was because I didn't believe in that. I allowed that person to show me. I allowed that person to share with me what they thought of me, how they genuinely thought of me by their actions. And that's what my daughter have to do. You have to love a person and love yourself more to walk away. You could continue to support this person. You could continue to cheer for this person. You could continue to want this person to do good. Do that shit from a distance. do that shit from a distance. Let that person be happy, build, find whatever it is that they need to find. Let them do that. Don't ever allow a person to change who you are towards them. But do allow that person to show you what they think of you. And you respect yourself enough to give that person that space that they need, but is unable to ask you for it. A lot of times people don't want you in their life. They just don't know how to tell you that. A lot of times when people get excited about what they got going on now, the friendships that they're building now, the people that are in their life now, a lot of times they be so excited about what's going on, they really don't want you in their life. They don't want that old friend. I'm good over here. Let me be friends with this person. Respect them. Especially if you're dealing with a person that never take accountability for any hurt that they do to you. Let me tell you. I had a friendship that I just thought was one of the most amazing friendships that I'd ever had in my life in a very long time. I took a lot of shit from them. A lot of shit. I wasn't perfect. But the difference was when I would come up short as a friend, I would be condemned. Condemned. And they would hurt me. They would disappoint me. They would do things to me. And I would just forgive. I just continued to love. Because I always believed that love would always win. Love would always win. And I always saw something amazing in them that I didn't think that they saw in themselves. So I always thought that they were even more than what they could possibly see. And I just, even when our friendship started tearing apart, I just kept saying, eventually they're going to see how great they are. They're going to see how amazing they are. And you just want them to just be happy. And you want them to make smarter decisions and be mindful of what they do and be respectful of themselves and be respectful of their body and be respectful and caring and on top of their health. And you just want all these things for them, but they have to want it for themselves. You can't keep allowing people to hurt you, hoping that they get that they are great people and they are deserving people. Because at the end of the day, these people don't think that they're not good people. These people don't think that they have issues that they need to work on. These people don't think that what they did to you was fucked up and was deserving of you not to be in their life. These people don't care if you're in their life. These people care about themselves. These people care about their happiness. These people care about their fulfillment, their whatever they're lusting after, whatever excites them. That's what they are looking for. That's what they want. I'm going to ask you two questions and you guys think about it. And then I'm going to close the podcast off because I'll be talking and talking for days. But at the end of the conversation with my daughter, she did get it. Have you ever been in a friendship, ever had a situation in your family, ever had a situation in your marriage where a person hurt you, made you feel a way, and you expressed that to them? How did it go? How did that conversation go? I can tell you how it went. It was your fault. Second question. Was it your fault? What did you do? Did the conversation end in you sorry? Or did the conversation end in you just shutting the fuck up and leaving it alone? Have you even spoken to him again? Do you hate them? Have you now realized that you are not that friend for them? Have you realized that they don't care about you the way you care about them? And that is okay. Let me be very clear. That is okay that you were friends with a person that didn't view the friendship the same. What's not okay is you keep giving people passes to continue to treat you as if you don't care about yourself, as if you don't matter to yourself, as if you are disposable. Let me tell you something. Everything that that person did to you, that family member did to you, everybody that have wronged you, and you know in your core of core that it was them and not you, they will see it again. They will see it again. And a good person that is like a straight up person that genuinely lost their way, they're gonna own their shit. They may send you an email or send you a text message or even call you and try to reach out to you to apologize. It may not change the dynamic of what happened. But if they really value that friendship in any type of capacity and they still want that friendship, even if it's from a distance, they're going to apologize. They're going to take accountability. Your job isn't to make them understand why you are hurt if they don't care. Your job is to be honest with yourself about how you feel to the person that hurt you. And if they care and respect you, they're going to try to understand what exactly it is that you said, they said or did that hurt you in whatever type of capacity. And you both will try to figure out a solution to move forward. That's my time, you guys. I know I kind of went a little bit, but I hate seeing my daughter down. And it's just weird that there are so many times that I hear them going through some of the things that I went through. And sometimes their way to the shit blow up and become 10 times worse before they even say anything to me about it, just to get my thoughts on it or just to vent. But I was very happy that she decided to talk to me. And it was just refreshing, and I was happy that she did. But friendship is hard work, because sometimes you guys are not going to agree. You're not going to like each other. You're going to be mad. You're going to hang up the phone. Real, genuine, deep, connected friendships will always find their way back to each other if that's really, genuinely the friendship that you had. Not no make-believe, let me pretend that we friends and I care about you type of situation. Like, people that genuinely really do care about each other actually will work themselves out. Their friendship will grow. It will get better. It will, in time, can in time be repaired. All right, you guys, that is my time. Again, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your patience. Just thank you. It has meant so much to me. Remember to be true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high. Remember to let your friends and family know that you love them now, people. That you love them now. Because tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. Peace.